Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, let me ask you this and answer honestly in your own head. Don't text in. Do you fume when someone cuts you off in traffic? Does your blood pressure just rocket when your kid just won't cooperate? Anger is an emotion that every single one of us experience to some degree, but it's very important to deal with it in a positive way. Uncontrolled, it can actually take a toll on both our health and our relationships. Well, Niamh Delmar is a chartered counselling psychologist, and she joins me now to break it down and talk about what can be done to manage it. Niamh, you're very welcome back. How's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we know what anger is, but what actually happens to us physiologically and mentally when we get angry?
Yeah, when a person gets angry, they've perceived something as a threat. So the thought processes then analyse it, interpret it, and then boom. Then you get a good surge of adrenaline, a bit of cortisol, the stress hormone, and the neurotransmitters go wild, and you get that big surge of energy, and you can go then from A to Z in a flash.
Yes, yes. And we've all been there. We've all been there. Given a certain situation, some people can fly off the handle, yet some can remain calm. With that in mind, what factors tend to influence how we react? Is it a complicated picture?
That's so true. The same situation can yield different reactions from different people. So we can't always blame it on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So many factors are involved. Personality types. You know, some people are just more calmer in general. So personality, there could be a mental health issue as well that could be a trigger with it. Hormonal factors.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people will say that whether it's menstruation around the time of the month or maybe menopausal. A lot of menopausal women will say that to me, like they were this calm person before and boom, they're suddenly, you know, snapping at everything and reacting to everything. So there's a whole load of factors and also learned behaviour. Somebody might have grown up in an environment and picked up and role modelled anger.
Is there certain things we can avoid or at least keep our, you know, keep our anger levels to a minimum? I mean, for me, it would be certain conversations around the dinner table that I try to avoid an argument or get, you know, just batting away those conversations. Is there anything we can think about, especially over the Christmas period?
Yeah, I think it's about really assessing yourself and knowing what your triggers
are.
Because everybody's going to have individual triggers. You know, some people will just, you know, they need to do what they're told and that's their trigger.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to look at those triggers and question them and see why are they there? Where do they come from? And what could we shift around with them to be less reactive? Or else just kind of scoot off like the three oars, you know, just retreat. Rethink the situation and then respond rather than react. Just those neutral reactions. But it's hard, especially if we're stressed.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just thinking about Lev, for example, in the car. And he's a very calm together. Very rarely you will see him angry. But something happens when he's behind that wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And it's bizarre. So maybe I should have a conversation every time before we get
and
in the car.
And sometimes people aren't aware, you know.
Yeah.
It takes somebody to say to them, you know what, when you get into the car, you know, really lose the plot there. And also people feel they have a little bit more license because they're enclosed in this little spot and it's not kind of face to face. And that's their trigger. And for some people, traffic, people cutting in front of them, that's a big trigger for them. So it's sometimes good just to name it to the person, you know, like you're really kind of losing it there when you get into the car and, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe just kind of think about
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
But it is important to emphasise that anger as an emotion is very different to aggression. Isn't it?
Yeah, there's like a spectrum. You know, you could have mild annoyance, irritation, snappiness, you know, and then you could have aggression. And then off the scale, you could have violence. So it's all different levels of it. And it's looking at where you are at on that scale and how often and how frequent it's happening. You know, it's different if it's once in a blue moon to like every day.
Well, if someone is experiencing that every day or anger every day, I wonder, is it dangerous in a physical sense, you know, would someone need to get their heart checked if they're getting angry at the littlest things or every single day?
Absolutely, because you're talking about adrenaline. The person's having that adrenaline surging around their body and the cortisol hormone is getting released. So that's going to increase blood pressure. It's going to affect the cardiovascular system, you know, the gut as well, because we know about the gut-brain connection. So it's affecting every part of the body.
So it's something to be dealt with for sure. Yeah. But what about repressing it as well? Is there a danger in that? Like if you repress it in the car, is it going to come out somewhere else?
Well, that's it. It's trying to get underneath the anger so you're not actually feeling it, because it's great if somebody, that's a starting point if they don't release it and they can manage anger management by not shouting and whatever it is and roaring around the place and snapping at everybody. But if they're still feeling it underneath and they're bubbling inside, they're still going to get all those physical symptoms. So they need to get to a deeper level with it as well.
I mean, universally, it is seen as a negative emotion, but are there circumstances where it is useful? Maybe in the ring?
Yeah.
If you're fighting someone?
It certainly can motivate change. Well, yeah, and it can motivate change.
Okay.
And action, you know, like if you've seen injustice about something, you need a bit of spark there to kind of, you know, maybe put the fight up for it and not just kind of, you know, roll over and take it. And also it's self-protective. You know, sometimes, you know, people will kind of have it in their head, I'm not taking that. Or they'll kind of call a spade, and that can kind of be self-protective for them as well.
And those things that happen physiologically, we were talking about earlier, are important to have in those situations, you know, to spark that cortisol, that level of adrenaline, to that protective mechanism.
Yeah, it's an appropriate response then.
It is. Yeah. Okay, so Christmas, let's talk about it, because it is, of course, seen as a time of joy. But would I be right in saying it can also be a time when anger is never really far away?
It really escalates around this time of the year. Few things are going on. Stress, people's stress levels go on. Mental health issues can get exacerbated this time of the year. And also alcohol, drugs, you know, people tend to kind of give themselves permission to take a bit more out of that. And then we can have hanger, you know, that anxiety, that kind of anger after a hangover or on alcohol. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Graham would suffer from hanger when he hasn't eaten. Like, is that really a thing? Can people get really that angry if they have eaten? Is that really a thing?
The alcohol has gone straight into the system.
Okay.
Straight
in
there.
If you've had a drink now.
Okay,
you said in order to just get a hold on it, we need to address it. How do we know what's triggering our anger?
Yeah, it's really self-awareness is key. You know, to really, sometimes people might point it out to you, but to really kind of have a look and say, okay, what are the triggers? How are the stress levels? What could I do to alleviate stress in my life? Because we're going to snap more when we're stressed and tired and all those factors. How can I get a bit more sleep? And so we have kind of two strategies, two levels. We have the responsive strategy and then the preventative one. So the responsive one would be things like, imagine yourself, you're being watched on live TV, you know, in the midst of it. Or just think about those three O's, retreat, you know, rethink the situation. Is this really, does this really matter? Is this a battle I really want to take on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then respond instead. So communication, better communication is good. And also breath work really helps. Like the 7-11 technique, just to settle yourself, settle the nervous system, breathe out longer than you're breathing in, out for 11 seconds, in for 7. And then preventative are things like lifestyle factors, the sleep, meditation, all those things that can just bring your whole system down anyway. So it'll take you more to get you sparked off, you know, rest, sleep, all those healthy lifestyle factors as well.
Finally, Niamh, is there a time when someone might need to get some professional help in dealing with anger if they can't seem to bring it under control with any of those mechanisms you just mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, if people are starting to say it to a person, or they're getting into trouble with people, or they're getting into trouble at work, or they find that every single day they're kind of, you know, losing it, they need to consider it. Or sometimes for people, if every time they're having a drink, they're getting angry, you know, they need to have a look at that. And as we said earlier on, there could be hormonal factors, there could be lots of things that can be alleviated with it. Because people feel lousy about themselves when they get angry.
Yes.
You know, and they feel let down with themselves.
Because you do kind of, it's a lack of control, really, isn't
that's it? You feel like you've just lost control and it's not the way you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's if somebody's self-aware, then sometimes people may not be self-aware and another person might have to say to them, look, you know, this is getting out of hand.
I love that tip of pretend you're on live telly and how would you act then?
Yeah.
That's a good little trick.
As if people are just watching you.
I'm going to say that to my dad when he's driving over to me on Christmas Day, because he's like, he's not a pleasant person to be with in the car, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, well, Niamh, happy Christmas.
You too, Jennifer.
Enjoy. Thank you for all your great advice.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.